the situation in Paris is really catastrophic and deteriorating on a daily basis, especially the health part of it. Some of the hospitals which are functional within the city of Thais and the other districts around it are lacking the necessary medical supplies, equipment, and even oxygen. We have been trying to reach and to distribute those supplies and oxygen to those hospitals, especially the hospitals within Thais city.
WHO is talking about around 250,000 people living in Thais under virtual siege. What are your fears right now if you couldn't reach people with life-saving assistance?
Well, in fact, the death toll will increase within those. Most of the people in those hospitals will be affected and their condition will deteriorate. In addition, those people who are living there, they will need medical care, they need supplies in order to survive. Some of them have got chronic diseases like hypertension, and they will need a lot of support. If those supplies are not delivered, then definitely this will lead to more deaths and complications.
What are the main obstacles to reaching the people in Thais city?
It is the approval of the trucks going inside the city. I mean, the trucks have been there for almost 7 trucks full of supplies are around Thais city, and we were not able to go into the city and distribute those supplies into the hospitals within the city.
Is it because the parties that control the situation on the ground?
Yeah. The parties that control the city are not allowing those trucks to enter. Despite we have got all the permissions and approvals from the Minister of Health and from the Minister of Interior, and all the necessary parties are providing the access. We have been in contact with all the parties, and they all assured us that, yes, you can deliver. But when the trucks reached there, we were not allowed to enter the city. This is the fourth week now.
When was the last time you could enter Thais with assistance?
During September, we were able to send a reasonable amount of drugs and oxygen and supplies. Since that time, we were not able to send. We were able to send selected items to certain hospitals. But we believe that there is a huge need now based on the information we are receiving from the medical doctors and the different health workers, including the director of health, from those hospitals in Thais and the districts surrounding Thais.